This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Mary Grady from AvWeb, and today we're talking with Dan Johnson, who's the chairman of the Light Sport Aircraft Manufacturers Association, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how the LSA sector has been doing in this economic climate, and also what to look forward to coming up next month at Sebring, the expo to be held in Florida.
Yes, Mary, thank you, and Happy New Year to all your listeners. Let's look at the year in review, first of all. Of course, it's no surprise to anyone, unless you've been off-planet this year, that the economy worldwide has taken a terrific beating. I just read this morning in the Wall Street Journal that the Dow Jones, which is a standard benchmark for many people's investing, is off 35% this year. That's a pretty staggering number to consider. And lots of other industries have had a similar situation where they're off, in some cases, even more than that. And in a few cases, they're weathering it better. So looking at light sport aircraft, and what we have are some to compare here are some figures for January 1st through November 30th. Now, that's all but the last month of December, and December for light aircraft purchases probably not going to be a strong month. So I think we can kind of rely on the first 11 to gauge what will happen for the whole year with a pretty good degree of accuracy. And the situation is this, that in the light sport aircraft industry, sales are down. Of course, they're just like they are everywhere. Even the jet market is now seeing some of that, I understand. But sales are off about 21%. Now, any percentage that they're down, of course, is not what anyone wants. But given this year and how much, for example, something like the Dow Jones, which is comprised of 30 immensely large companies, bigger than the entire LSA industry, it's pretty significant, I think, that light sport is only off approximately half of that level. So in all matters, really the industry has survived pretty well during this difficult year. In fact, maybe the fact that the airplane purchase prices are relatively low for compared to other aircraft, other new aircraft, that is. And, of course, since it's now beginning to fade a little bit from memory, thank God, but the high gas prices that we had in July or so also propelled interest in these airplanes, because many of them, most of them, in fact, are able to operate for anywhere from 3 to 5 gallons per hour. And as some people are starting to recognize now, the days of airplanes burning 14, 15, 20 gallons an hour starts to make those aircraft pretty expensive to operate, and that $100 hamburger is somewhere north of that figure for most airplanes, but not so much in the LSA world. So when you look at it that way, while we're down, total numbers will be somewhere in the range of 425 airplanes registered for 2008. That's way off from what I had estimated about 3 years ago when I made some market forecasts. I thought we would hit 1,000 units registered for this year, and we're not even half of that. Of course, we began to see some of these effects in 2007, and now through 2008, it's just been basically a horrendous year that we all hope will become history, and 2009 will become better. So that's kind of the basic overview situation for light sport aircraft in 2008.
Okay, thanks, Dan. So could you tell us a little bit about what to expect coming up next month for the Sebring Expo in Florida?
Just this week, on Monday, I believe it was, yes, on Monday the 29th, we had our newest and probably the last for 2008 special light sport aircraft approval. That's the FA-04 Peregrine. And this is an airplane that's being built in what we used to call East Germany, and now, of course, is all of Germany. But that's one new airplane that will be coming. It'll be featured at the Hansen Air Group display down at Sebring. And that will be the very newest of the airplanes that we will see, because it just got its approval. But we also have a couple of other interesting ones, I think, that will be of interest there. The folks from Paradise have a new airplane with hand controls in it. Now, of course, that doesn't appeal to lots of folks that are able-bodied, but for those that are challenged in their ability to fly, a hand-control airplane has been quite an opportunity. The folks at Able Flight, who give scholarships to people that have been injured in accidents or whatever and don't have the use of their legs, terrible thing as that may be, these folks are able to get back into the air thanks to the good folks at Able Flight, and they have always relied on an aircraft called the Sky Arrow, another of our light sport aircraft community. But now we've got a new one out of Brazil called the Paradise. The P1 is the name of the model, Papa 1. And they have now got a new hand control opportunity that their airplane that they're going to be promoting. So those are a couple of the new airplanes that we're expecting. There's also, I think, a certain level of excitement, although we've had a couple of pullbacks from Sebring. Cirrus, you know, one of our large GA companies, has indicated that they will not now be coming to Sebring because their company is doing what they have to do to weather this storm, not laying off people, but they're working on short weeks up there and like that. And, of course, this is true throughout aviation, as Ab Webb has reported. Mundi just laid off people recently again. All the big players are laying off. But most of them, so far from what we hear from the organizers of Sebring, there's no great defection. Most of the players will still be there. I think they're expecting in the neighborhood of 190 exhibitors, which for a four-year-old show is a wonderful performance. And all of those exhibitors and anybody in the business, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite them after they RSVP to us to attend a Lama dinner on the opening night. That will be January 22nd, Thursday, in the big food tent right there on the ground. And it is open to anybody who is in any way serving the industry as a business. Last year there were about 350 there, so it ends up being one of the largest gatherings of LSA professionals in the country for the year. So that will all be going on as planned. And there are some other product introductions that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet. I've been told about them, but they want to kind of have a little surprise down there at Sebring. So I know we'll have some other new aircraft that will make their appearance, but all of our top players, the top 20 or so companies that so far have sold about 90% of the airplanes in this sector, all intend to be there. I've not heard of any of them that will not make it, at least at this time. And if last-minute changes can occur, we've still got 3 weeks or so before that show starts. But we're expecting a good turnout down there in Sebring in the sunny state of Florida.
Okay, thanks, Dan. That sounds great. And what exactly are the dates for that expo?
The dates are Thursday through Sunday, that's January 22 to 25, and Sebring, Florida, for those that haven't already made their way that way yet, is about an hour and a half south of Orlando. Orlando's a very easy destination to fly to, big airport, lots of airlines, and for those that are driving, it's, as I said, about an hour and a half directly south of Orlando. And a great big airport. And this, by the way, for those of your listeners that don't know, is an LSA-only show. I believe it's the only one with a national impact of this kind anyway, where there are no warbirds, there are no aerobatic acts, there are no jet airplanes. It's all LSA all day long, and that means that they can demo fly, that is, take you up for demonstration flight in your airplane, all day long, every day as well, which is really one of the main attractions of that show, beside the fact that they're all there. And if you're in the market to shop for a light sport aircraft, this is one of the very best places. Sun and Fun is another good one, Air Venture as well, but the latter two events had their airplanes scattered all over their immense grounds, especially Oshkosh. It's just such a huge thing that if you want to go look at various light sport aircraft, boy, buy a new pair of shoes with some good leather on them, because you are going to do some real walking to see them all there. Whereas at Sebring, they're all in a fairly compact area, and you can, in 2 or 3 days, you could see literally just about every light sport aircraft on the market today. That means 88 different models from 66 different companies, and the majority of those will be on display down at Sebring.
Okay, thanks again. This is Mary Grady from AvWeb. I've been talking with Dan Johnson of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.